From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. As the fallout around Georgia's controversial abortion bill continues, streaming giant Netflix now says it will help fight the law. In a statement, Chief Content Officer Ted Sarandaros says that his company will, quote, rethink our entire investment in Georgia. Thanks to generous state tax credits, film and television production companies bring in billions of dollars in business to the state. Georgia's bill goes into effect on January 1st. It bans virtually all abortions in the state except in the case of rape or incest. A conservative Republican has once again blocked efforts by House leaders to speed a $19 billion disaster aid bill to President Trump's desk. Yesterday, Kentucky Representative Thomas Massie objected to a request by Georgia Democrat Sanford Bishop to pass the bill under special procedures, requiring unanimous agreement among all lawmakers. Bishop's district, which is largely based in Middle Georgia, was slammed by Hurricane Michael last year. The Senate passed the $19 billion relief package last week, but GOP Representative Chip Roy blocked the bill from passing quickly through the House. The House will be in recess until next week, when a full vote could take place. The Georgia Ports Authority has elected a new chairman. Augusta Construction Company executive William McKnight will begin serving on July 1st. GPB's Drew Dawson has more.
McKnight was appointed to the board 6 years ago by then-Governor Nathan Deal. As chairman, he'll oversee the Georgia Ports Authority and the team that manages day-to-day operations. With projects to expand the port's ship, container, rail, and truck capacity well underway, he'll focus on improving their competitive edge.
We're starting a service to Chicago with the CSX this week. So a box that's delivered to our yard will be delivered to the CSX yard, and then 3 days later, it'll be in Chicago. That's kind of unheard of. If you're going through New York, it's going to take you 40 days.
Georgia's deep water ports have an economic impact of $84 billion a year. McKnight says work to deepen the Savannah Harbor should be completed over the next 3 years. For GPB News, I'm Drew Dawson in Augusta.